I found myself directing my eyes back out the same window that bore my fingers, nose, and forehead prints for the third day of our butt-numbing car ride. The terrain had changed from yesterday's red Georgia clay and pines to palm trees and white sand infested with fleas.
"Did I tell you, Heather? I signed us up for the jet ski excursion," said Phil,
my mother's newest and most certainly not improved boyfriend. Phil had come along on this road trip for a couple of reasons. One, because he provided the wheels in his, as he prefers to call it, vintage 1983 Mercedes-Benz. And two, because he's taking my mother on an all-expense-paid company vacation. A Royal Caribbean cruise to the Bahamas. This was not the reason why I was in the car, though. I was a pain. A royal one, according to my mother. I was a nagging reminder that she was once married to my father and brought forth from his lusty loins me, Jennifer Bryce Hamilton.
"Oh, Phil, that sounds like such fun,"
squealed my mom from the seat in front of me.
"I've never driven one before."
"I'm driving," said Phil,
tossing his still-lit cigarette butt out his window.
"You're piggybacking."
Phil's such a tight ass. Last night at dinner, he shared his meatloaf special with my mother, and she ordered off the kiddie menu for me, as if I were five. Thank God soft drink refills were free, otherwise I might have become dehydrated on the salty chicken nuggets. I had sat there, like a good girl in my assigned back seat, for far too many hours. It was time to rattle my mother's lusty rendezvous.
"I can't freaking believe it,"
I exclaimed. "Do you blame me? I know my mother does."
"Don't start with me, Jennifer,"
warned my favorite perennial target. She refused to turn around.
"Why not? Because I'm intruding on your life? What about mine, Mom?"
The back of my mother's head answered with two hard shakes. I kicked her seat. She moved. Phil lit another cigarette. Her face appeared.
"Stop it! We've already been over this, and I refuse to do this with you right now."
Her blue eyes, lined in black, squinted. Her left waxed eyebrow arched higher than the right, and her permanent line lips twisted.
"Do you hear me, Jennifer?"
Good. A reaction.